You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As the weather turns and the sun gives way to torrential rain, it is once again time to talk about an issue we conveniently forget during the summer months: cold, damp, mouldy houses. Peter Raimondo is a civil engineer from Toronto, specialising in building science and construction. He moved to New Zealand 2 years ago and is working for Oculus Architectural Engineering. Recently, Peter started two podcasts, the 20 Degrees podcast about building science and the shorter, more accessible Gab Learns. 95BFM producer Bronwyn Wild sat down with Peter to talk about how to keep our buildings and their inhabitants healthy. He began by telling her his reason for making a podcast in the first place.
So I always wanted to start some sort of podcast, and I didn't really have any ideas. And then I got here, found out that not a lot of people have a lot of building science knowledge. Because like in Canada, it's really cold. And if you don't design a proper building, then you die. Whereas here, it's like kind of cold, but it's, you know, you get sniffles. You might get pneumonia at the worst kind of thing, or maybe some asthma, which are all bad things. But, you know, it's not immediate death like in Canada. So I got here and saw that there was a need for some information. So I figured I'd make a podcast.
You are Canadian.
I'm Canadian.
Little known fact.
Yeah, little known fact, in case you couldn't tell by my accent, the out and about and, you know.
But in terms of that, coming over from Canada 2 years ago, what was the main shock compared to having worked in building science in Canada and then coming to New Zealand?
So I came here not knowing anything about New Zealand, set foot on Kiwi soil, and I stay in a house and I'm cold in the house and it's like summer. And then I started working at Oculus and I started reviewing drawings, and I see these drawings and I'm like, what is going on? Like, it's missing all these different layers. It's not very airtight. It's not very watertight. The windows are hanging way far outside the building. All these interesting things that I didn't even realize existed before I got here.
So where is that breakdown happening? Is that a lack of knowledge? Do we not have the professionals here, or is it a lack of policy enforcing that?
I would say a little bit of both. There are no universities in New Zealand that teach a building science course because, yeah, a lot of people, like architects, engineers that I speak to in the industry, don't really know how to design a proper wall that avoids or mitigates condensation. There's not very much air tightness. There's not a lot of ventilation here. It's all done by windows. So, like, a little bit of it is policy, because the building code kind of allows a little bit of laxness, for lack of a better word. And then, yeah, there's lack of education on this because it's not as dire here. It's not as important here. People aren't dying because of the cold. It's just, you know, you get sick and then maybe you die of the sickness, but it's like 10 years later kind of thing. Sort of be doom and gloom about it. But, you know, I just want to, you know, really underscore how bad a wet, moldy, cold home is for your respiratory system. It's really not good.
I have been extra cautious, as I'm conscious about condensation and mold, especially in student flats.
Sure.
So I make the choice instead to sleep with my windows open all night.
Fair. Do I recommend that? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I did have a would you rather to ask.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it was just kind of like, would you rather what I do, which is like absolute maximum ventilation, minimum heat. So just leave the windows wide open all the time,
yes.
Never heat.
Yes.
Or absolute minimum ventilation, windows closed, heater cranked up. Which would be your preference?
The first one.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you were going to say the heater cranked up.
I mean, that's nice, but the problem with that is you're sealing your building shut and you're making it really warm. So the air can absorb all the moisture that you're breathing out, that you're cooking, showering, et cetera, et cetera. But once you leave your house and let that all cool back down, you've trapped all that moisture inside that box of air that you've closed the door of. And then once it cools down, you'll start to get condensation.
Ooh, and so just to be clear,
yes.
Your preference would not be either of those. And the preference would be windows cracked and heater on?
Correct.
Or a ventilation fan. Can we talk about perhaps in the podcast,
sure.
You do talk about those elements such as, I mean, yes, ventilation is important and so is heating and so is condensation.
Yeah.
So what are those sort of elements you distill it down to, and what's the interplay between those?
So in the podcast, the first season was talking about all the general concepts of building science, how condensation works and how to get rid of it, how a window works, how a roof works, how ventilation, heating, all the different systems in a house work. The second season is going to talk more about code clauses, like the New Zealand building code. But in terms of the interplay between all the different concepts, you have to design your building as one holistic unit. You can't just design the ventilation system and then everything's good. You have to have good walls, good windows, good ventilation, good heating, good roof, good undergrounds, and all of them have to work together. And if you start taking away bits of it, the whole thing just doesn't work anymore. And then you get, you know, condensation here and there.
And that's great for people who are building new houses and designing new houses. But what about people who are living in pre-existing houses and maybe don't have the money to tear it down completely? How do you effectively retrofit a building?
In terms of someone who's renting, you can't really retrofit your house because you can't change all the things. You can hang some stuff up on the wall, but that's about it.
Some flats you can't even do that.
Well, yeah, exactly, right? And so we have a second podcast called Gab Learns. It's a little bit more simplified and shorter episodes, and it's more geared towards people who are renting and what kinds of things you can do to your house easily and reversibly. And we actually came up with a summer pack and a winter pack. They were both under $100, and they're just like little bits and bobs that you can put in your house that'll make it better. Not amazing, but better. Like what I did in my house was I installed a fan in my bathroom, and it's really messy, but it's there and it works and it takes the moist air from inside to outside.
And a lot of what you talk about as well is things you can buy. It's also practices that you can do in order to make your house more healthy.
Yeah.
One which you did mention was how you leave that beautiful fan you spoke about that you made.
Yeah.
You would leave it on all day just to make sure you get all of that unwanted condensation and moisture after a shower.
Yeah.
For me, hearing that
as
a student, first of all, it sounds expensive and it also sounds like a slightly wasteful energy use.
I agree with you completely. But because of the existing building, that's the best it's going to get. So yes, it does waste electricity, but it's like negligible. It's like hardly anything. It's a very small fan with a very low wattage. And secondly, I think it's much better for the environment to waste a little bit of energy than to have to rip out all of the interior linings, dump those into the landfill, and then put new linings in, new timber in, new ceilings, et cetera, et cetera. So yes, it's not great because it does waste electricity, but it means it'll be a healthy building. I will be healthy inside it, and there won't be mold or condensation issues that are going to require big retrofits or fixes and things like that.
So better to prevent the mold from happening than just ambulance at the bottom of the cliff.
Correct.
Fix it. Right.
Yeah.
But in terms of, so let's talk about those actual changes that people can make to their houses, though, to stop it from getting to that point. And I understand renters don't have a lot of control, but for people who do own their houses, especially landlords, are going to have to buy heat pumps and heating panels this winter in order to be compliant. Would you have any recommendations?
So the one recommendation I have for someone who owns their house, even if they have tenants, first of all, is fans, exhaust fans. Put those in the kitchen, put those in the bathroom. That's the first thing you absolutely must do. And that, I think, is part of the Healthy Home Standard anyways. But the reason for that is to get rid of the moisture on the inside of your house. The second thing is spend the money on heating. And I know it's not as efficient as it could be, and I know that it's a little bit wasteful, but heating means that the people inside will be healthy and the building itself will be healthy. And just to be very clear, what I mean is have the heating on all day. Once again, it sounds wasteful. I get it. But if you have it on all day, you waste less energy than warming your house up from cool. So it does sound counterintuitive, but it is technically more energy efficient to keep your house at one temperature rather than letting it go up and down. It's the same way your fridge works, right? You don't let it go warm and then cold and warm and then cold and warm and then cold. You keep it at one temperature. Typical Kiwi houses, they're very compartmentalized, like the old villas, old bungalows and things like that. You have your hallway, you have a room here, you have a lounge area with a door that closes.
You're describing my current flat.
I know, right? And so all the different rooms are closed. And the reason for that is because you can heat one room and all the rest of them stay cold. And that is technically a little bit more energy efficient than losing all of the energy throughout the whole house. But if the house is somewhat insulated, heat the whole thing. Because if you don't, the places that are cold might have condensation and you might not see it. It might be inside your walls and you're just growing a farm of mold between the gypsum board layers. And then once you open it up, there's all black inside and all the, you know, the insulation's wet and sagging and stuff like that. But yeah, we're not there yet. That's the next leaky homes crisis for New Zealand, I think, condensation. Because the first one was water entry. The next one's going to be condensation now that we're making things a little bit more airtight. But it seems like right now, the government is not aware or does not want to admit that there's really that big of a problem with the housing stock. Because yes, the number of houses, that's a problem right now. That's a crisis that everyone's aware of. There's not enough. The prices are going up, blah, 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 blah. But the existing stock that is currently in place right now, a lot of the places that exist are basically inhabitable. And that's a problem, because if all of those could be brought up to a good standard, then people can move into them and you'd have a lot more housing. So, yeah, it doesn't seem like there's an awareness that there's a huge problem in terms of heating, ventilation, condensation, all those different things, because the building code is kind of in silos. They're all different code clauses and they haven't been pulled together to make one holistic building. So,
and do you think it's also a little bit on us as well as Kiwis that, I mean, we don't know any better, but for that reason, we also don't demand any better.
Yeah, and certain people in the industry perpetuate that. There are certain people in the industry that say, oh, well, we can't provide this statistic or we can't provide this data because no one in the country is going to understand it. And my thought is like, well, why don't you teach them? Why don't you spread the knowledge and educate people so that they can demand better? And for some reason, there's this stubbornness, this belief that no one in New Zealand could possibly understand anything about building science. And that's just not the case. Everyone in society, if you explain it properly and you explain it in a simplified way, everyone can understand.
That was Peter Raimondo, who is a civil engineer from Toronto specialising in building science and construction, speaking to producer Bronwyn Wild. If you are interested in learning more about building science and how you can keep your house and yourself healthy, you can listen to the 20 Degrees podcast or Gab Learns on Spotify or on the Oculus website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.